Yeah.
Brothers and sisters, peace in the Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣圣灵讲道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we speak the words of God.
今天我们跟弟兄姐妹来分享一个道理的题目叫做属灵的恩赐和爱。
So today, I will preach you a topic, the spiritual gift and the love. The spiritual gift and the love.So, Gopal, can you please mute your phone? Mute it. Then we will not hear the background noise. Yeah, thank you.
我们知道哈，这个我们看圣经和哥林多前书十二章。
Please go to First Corinthians chapter 12. First Corinthians chapter 12.
我们先读第一节到十一节。
So, verse 1 up to 11, First Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 1 up to 11. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I read. 1. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away to these dumb idols.However, you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of the activities, but it is the same God who works all in all.But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues.But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. For as the body is one and it has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ.
我们知道说这个恩赐和它其他有很多种。
As we know, there are many spiritual gifts.There are many gifts. There are many kinds of gifts.
那有一种是普通的恩赐哈，有属灵的恩赐。
There are some general gifts, but there are also the spiritual gifts.
那还有一些是跟得救有关的恩赐。
And also have some gifts regards the salvation.
比如说什么这个一般的恩赐，就好像说今天我们每一个人都在接受这种。阳光啊，雨露啊，这些都是来自神的恩赐。
What is the general gift? For example, every day we have the sunshine. Every day we have the dew in the morning. So those are the gifts that God gave to everyone.
因此圣经说神叫这个日头照好人也照歹人。
So in the Bible, God tells us He used the sun to shine.The good man and also the evil man.
也就是说，在这个日光之下哈，所有人他都领受着从神而来的这种恩典恩赐。
So it means on the earth and under the sunshine, everyone received the gift of God.
那还有一种我们讲说的这种得救的恩赐哈，就是说，比如就是跟我们将来哈，耶稣所带来能够拯救我们灵魂相关的
And there are a kind of the gifts, we call it the gifts of salvation. It regards to if we will be saved finally or not.
比如说我们说信而受洗必然得救。
For example, the Bible says, believe and be baptized, you will be saved.
也就是受洗的它是跟得救相关的，就是它也是一个得救的恩赐。
Believe and be baptized, you will be saved. It means the baptism regards our salvation.The baptism is a gift of salvation.
对，比如说这个耶稣对门徒说，我如果不给你洗脚，就有无份。
And in the Bible, Jesus said to the disciple, "If I don't wash your feet, you will have no part with me."
就是说这个洗脚跟得救相关，因此它也是个得救恩赐。
It means the foot washing regards to our salvation too. So foot washing is also a gift of salvation.
那还有一个，我们就今天我们是讲这个属灵的恩赐，其实就是跟圣灵相关的。
So meanwhile, there is another category of the gift. It is the spiritual gift. It is the spiritual gift.
它跟圣灵相关。
The spiritual gift is related to the Holy Spirit.
也就是说它是由圣灵好像随机意分给不同人。
The Holy Spirit are given to different people according to the will of the Holy Spirit.
那我们今天要认识的这个属灵的恩赐是什么？
So we need to know what are the spiritual gifts.
这一讲他说，以前我们还没有信主的时候，以前我们不明白属灵恩赐的时候是。去拜那种偶像，被这个邪灵所迷惑。
So the verses tells us, before we know Jesus Christ, we don't know what are the spiritual gifts. So there are many people go to worship idols. So they are deceived by the evil spirit.
很多人他就说这个偶像，我们去拜哪个偶像，它很灵验，甚至它也能够帮助我们成就一些事情。
And some people say, when I go to worship the idols, and that spirit also help me make some things happen.
那实际上他们却不知道，他那个偶像背后其实他并不是神，他背后是邪灵的工作。
They didn't know actually, inside of the idol, this is the evil spirit. That's not the spirit of God.
那这个邪灵它可能暂时好像说让你帮你成就一些事情，但是呢它背后它其实它是要做害人的一些事情。
The evil spirit may help you make some things happen temporarily, but the true intention of the evil spirit is to hurt you.
但是我们就要说自己讲说这个你怎么知道真正的这个灵它是来自于魔鬼还来自于神的呢？
How do you know this spirit come from God or come from evil?
这里告诉我们一个标准，他说如果是对圣灵感动，没有说耶稣是他第三节他说被圣灵感动没有说耶稣是可咒诅的，若不是被圣灵感动，没有人说耶稣是主人。
God give us a standard to know this spirit come from God or evil.In the verse 3 we just read says, if no one is touched by the Spirit of God, he will not call Jesus the Lord.
如果是被圣灵感动，没有说耶稣是可咒诅的。
Okay. No one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed.And no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit.
也就是来自于圣灵，那一定是承认耶稣基督。
It means if the Spirit comes from God, if this is the Spirit of God, the Spirit will call Jesus the Lord.
因为这个我们知道说神的灵跟耶稣灵其实都是一个。
As we know, the Spirit of God is the Spirit of Jesus.
因为神就是灵哈，这个耶稣就是这个神的灵和带肉身的显现。
The Bible tells us God is the Spirit, and Jesus is God Himself manifested in the flesh.
那我们知道说，当耶稣回到天上去之后，他说我还要差遣保惠师圣灵再到你们这边来。
After Jesus, before Jesus ascended to the heaven.He told the disciples that I will ask the Heavenly Father to send the Helper to you.
那众人不再见到我，但是你们却要再见到我，我也要住在你们里面。
And Jesus said to the disciple, you will not see me anymore.
众人会再见到我，但是你们还要见到我。
This world will not see me anymore. However, you will still see me, and I will dwell among you.
也就是说，指的是耶稣他有圣灵形式的再来住在门徒的心里面中间。
The meaning of the words of Jesus is he will come, he would come again in the spirit, and he will dwell in the apostles. It refers to Holy Spirit.
当这个税当圣来到之后呢，他就把各种各样的属灵恩赐哈都带来和赏赐给不同的人。
When the Holy Spirit descended among us, the Holy Spirit gave all kinds of the spiritual gifts to different ones.
所以这里告诉我们说，不同的属灵恩赐的，有人他会他得到智慧的言语，有人他会得到知识的言语。
There are different spiritual gifts. Somebody has the gift of the wisdom.Somebody have the gift of given the words of wisdom.
还是知识的言语。
Somebody was given the knowledge, the words of knowledge.
那还有一些人是给他一个信心。
Somebody is given the faith.
有一些是像医病的恩赐。
Somebody is given the gift of healing.
有些人是给他行异能恩赐。
Somebody is given theworking of miracles.
有些是怎样做先知讲道恩赐。
Somebody have the gifts of prophesying.
有人是怎样辨别诸灵恩赐。
And somebody is given the gift to discern the gift.
先怎样说方言。
And somebody is given speaking in tongues.
有些人是怎样说方言。
And somebody is given the interpretation of tongues.
那为什么神要赐下这么多不同的恩赐在不同人身上呢？
Why does God give so many different spiritual gifts to so many different people?
就目的就是为了让弟兄姐妹能够彼此搭配。
The purpose of God is to let the brothers and sisters to fit together according to their different spiritual gifts.
我们来继续看十二章的十二节，读到哥林多前书十二章。二节读到三十一节。
So let's go to the First Corinthians chapter 12.
那就读十二节读到十四节吧。
From verse 12 to 14.
十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 12, from verse 12 to 13, 12 and 13. In name of Jesus, I read the Bible.For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of the one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. 13. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and all have been made to drink into one Spirit.
所以这里就讲啊，他说，就好像说这个身体跟肢体之间的关系一样。
So here in the verse, it tells us the relationship between the members and the body.
也就是说，教会啊，就是这个身体，耶稣基督的身体啊。
The Church of God, is the body of Jesus Christ.
耶稣的身体只有一个，比方说神教会上只有一个。
And we know there is only one body of Jesus Christ. It means there is only one church of God.
但是呢，在这个身体上面有不同的许多的肢体，有不同的功用。
And in this one body of Jesus Christ, there are different members. There are many members, and every member has different functions.
就像我们每个弟兄姐妹身上好的有不同的属灵的恩赐。
Just like the brother and sisters, you have different spiritual gifts.
那有人他就是可以讲信心的话，有些人他可以辨别诸灵。
Some brothers and sisters speak the words of faith. Some brothers and sisters can discern the spirit.
那这样的话，弟兄姐妹在一起就能够互相搭配。
Because we have different spiritual gifts, that's why we can fit together to build up the body of Jesus Christ.
那我们就可以那我们知道是哪？这样的话，我们就可以不会说。轻看当我们当中的任何一个弟兄姐妹。
Because every member has different spiritual gifts, and every spiritual gift is important. So we will not despise any brother and sisters among us. Everyone has a function.
因为我们都说这些恩赐都是来自于神的。
And we know all the spiritual gifts are given by God.
你说哪？因为这个既然是恩赐哈，因为它就不是说靠自己努力自己的能力去得到的啊。
It is called the gift. So the meaning is, the gift is given by God for free. It's not to say the gift is given to us by because we have good works.
也不是说因为我们比别人这个做得更好，我们行为比别人更好，我们比别人更加聪明。
We can have the spiritual gifts is not because we do the things better than others, or we have a better behavior than others. The gift is for free.
那今天呢，他也讲到说，弟兄姐妹相动哈，越叫软弱人哈，他就把越加的加上这个体面。
And the Bible also tells us, among all the brothers and sisters, if somebody is weak, God will give more help to him.
也不是说这个他恩赐比较小就轻看他。
It's not to say, this brother has the smallest spiritual gift, we despise him. No.
不是说他是小拇指一样，也不是说这个小拇指比较小啊，那我就忽视他。
Just like our the smallest thumb, it's not to say.This thumb is the smallest one, so I don't need it.
你看我们五个手指头，大拇指它是最有力量的。
So among our five fingers, the first one is the most strongest one.
但是小拇指是最容易被忽视的。
But the smallest thumb is the one we ignore it when we daily to use our hand.
但是如果一个人失去他的小拇指，他去抓东西，他会抓不牢固。
However, if we lose our smallest thumb, we cannot grasp things very well.
或者是当你这个耳朵里面痒的时候，你的大拇指被掏，你掏不进去。
So if you feel itchy in your ear, you will find it's very hard to use your biggest thumb to make yourself comfortable. Am I right, Sam? Okay.
所以我们看到每个手指头哈，都有它的功用。
So every thumb of our hand has its own function.
所以我们在我们看这个22章26节。
Please go to First Corinthians chapter 12, and verse 26 and 27. Chapter 12, verse 26. In the name of Jesus, I read. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. 27. Now you are the body of Christ, and members individually.
自己告诉我们说。当弟兄姐妹当中有一个受苦的，其他自己就一同受苦；一个自己得荣耀，其他就一同得荣耀。
So it tells us, if one brother or sister among us suffers, it means all of us suffer with it.
也就是说，我们要以爱哭人同哭，要以喜悦人同乐。
So it means we need to爱哭 we need to lamentate. Am I right?Lamentation. So we need to mourn. We need to mourn together with those people who feel sorrow, and we need to be joyful together with those people who feel joy.
这个就是这神哈，他要就是要神就这样给我们这种旨意哈，那我们这样去。来彼此去来互相的搭配彼此的扶持。
So this is the will of God to give us different spiritual gifts and let us fit together to support each other, to become in one.
并且我们教授在这个所有恩赐当中其实它也有次序的。
And meanwhile, we also need to know among all the spiritual gifts, there is the order that God set up.
好，我们来看28节。
And please read First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. And God has appointed this in the church: first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, health, administration, varieties of tongues.
啊，所以这里假如说恩赐一个次序哈，就是这个次序是根据这边带来这个造就的大小哈，它行这个定下来的。
It tells us the order of the spiritual gifts, and this order is defined by God according to how much edification that this spiritual gift to others, how much edification that this spiritual gift will give to others.
啊，第一是使徒啊，因为他给别人带来造就他最大的哈。
The first is apostles. It is because apostle is a spiritual gift.Will give the education to the church the most.
因为使徒哈，他是耶稣亲自所拣选、所差派的。
Apostles are chosen by God Himself and sent by God Himself.
啊，他是就是用他来造出建立神的教会，来传达神的话语。
God used apostles to preach the word of God everywhere and establish the church of God.
啊，并且把教会的根基哈，这个。的天国钥匙交在他们手中。
And God also gave the key of the kingdom of God to apostles.
那还有呢，第二就是先知哈，就是说他是被圣灵感动来传讲出神的话来。
The second spiritual gift is prophet. A prophet is touched by the Holy Spirit to speak out the word of God.
第三呢，就是教师哈，就是能够来传讲知识。
The third gift is spiritual gift is teacher. So teacher can speak out the knowledge of God.
当然，这个知识是指说跟神、神有关的，甚至属灵的这个知识。
Knowledge of God refers to those spiritual knowledge which make people know God more.
并且呢，接下来就是说能够行各种各样神迹奇事的。
And the next spiritual gift is.Miracles.
因为神用神迹奇事来随行证实神的道。
The Bible says God used the miracles to accompany the word which is preached to confirm that is the word of God.
也就是说，有真理的地方，它一定有神迹奇事的随行。
It means if there is the truth we preach, there must accompany the miracles.
并且又讲到说这个又是得恩赐来医治疾病。
And the next spiritual gift is a gift of healing.
也就是说，当弟兄姐妹当中患病的时候，我们可以同心合意祷告神，让神能够来借着这些有属灵恩赐来医治他。
So for example, if we have the brother or sisters, who have the sickness.So God will heal this brother or sisters through the people who has the spiritual gift of healing.
那一般来说，这个教会的这种长老哈，神就会有给他们这样的恩赐。
So the elders in the church are given the spiritual gift of the healing, by God.
我们可以看一下这个雅各书。
Please go to the book of James. The book of James.
雅各书第五章。
The book of James, chapter 5. James, chapter 5.
第十三节到十五节。
Verse 13 up to 15. James, chapter 5, verse 13 up to 15. In the name of Jesus, I read.13. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with the oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven.
这讲就教导我们说，如果你觉得你受苦，你就要祷告神，交托给神。
So it tells us, if you are suffering, you come to pray to God, and
交托给神。
And hand over everything to God.
但如果你得到神的恩典，你感到很喜乐，那你就来歌颂神。 然后感恩啊。
嗯，你是这个
讲吗？我知道，知道。
So if you feel joyful, you need to give thanks to God and praise to God.
啊，那如果你生病了，这样你要请教会长老来啊，然后可以向教长老奉主的名用油给你膏抹。
And also tells us, if you have sick, you can call for the elders of the church and let him pray for you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord Jesus.
是讲出于信心的祷告的话，就必叫这个人起来。
And if you have the prayer of the faith, this prayer will save the sick.
啊，并且你有如果犯了罪，也能够得到神的赦免。
And even if you commit sins, you will be forgiven.
啊，所以我们看到说这个教会的长老哈，就是神就给他这种医病的这种恩赐。
So from these verses we know, God gives the elders in the church the spiritual gifts of healing.
啊，我们这样说，我们教会这个长老哈，他经常去到不同的地方哈，去帮人祷告抹油哈。
So in our church, the elders very often travel to different places to pray for the people who have the sickness and the anointing the oil in the name of Jesus for him.
有的是这个腰上有疾病啊，有的是这个身体上眼睛上有疾病啊，这个祷告抹油就说好的。
Some brothers and sisters have the sickness on the waist. Some people have the sickness on the eyes, or even cancers. So after the elders pray for him and anointing oil for him in the name of Jesus, his sickness recovered. He was healed.
所以我们看接下来要讲还有这个帮助人的恩赐哈。
So let's go back to the spiritual gift. So the next spiritual gift is
帮助人。
So the gift of help. The gift of help.
也就是说，这个就是能够当这个牧者一样，能够去体恤关怀别人。
So the gift of help means this brother or sisters is like a pastor because he care about others and he always go to shepherd others.
当看到弟兄有需要的时候，他能够付出自己的行动和爱心去来帮助他们。
So such kind of the brother sisters with the spiritual gift of help.Always go to help others in case they see other people have the need.
还有治理事，就像这个教会的执事一样。
And the next spiritual gift is administration to admin something in the church, like the deacon in the church.
他就是能够负责具体一些事务。
Like the deacon of the church who deal with the detailed things.In the church, who are in charge of the details in the church.
并且他最后一个就是说方言的。
And the next spiritual gift is can speak varieties of tongues.
所以为什么把说方言的恩赐放在最后？因为他里边带造就是最小的。
Why in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, chapter 12, verse 28, it put speaking in tongues.In the last, it's the smallest spiritual gift because when we speak in tongues in the church, it will edify others the least. It will give the smallest edification to the church.
因为当一个人说方言却没有人翻出来的时候，是没有人听得懂的。
Because when somebody speaking tongues in the church, nobody can understand what he speak if there is no anybody can interpret it.His tongue.
因此呢，这个圣经也说，他说如果没有人翻言的时候，就是说我们就自己对神说就是了，就不用在会众面前这样去用方言来讲道。
So the Bible tells us in the church, in the church when you speak in tongue, to preach,
如果没有人翻啊，那你就不用说自己对神说就好了。
In the church, if you speak in tongue.Just speak in tongues to yourself and to God. If there is nobody can interpret what you speak.
因为神如果让这个方言来传递他的话语，他一定会叫另外一个人把它翻出来。
However, if God wants to use some brother or sister to preach out the words of God by speaking in tongues, God must give someone else the spiritual gifts of interpretation.
所以这个恩赐，我们讲恩赐它有不同的区别，但是这个圣灵还是勉励我们说，我们要切切追求更大的恩赐。
So the Bible tells us there are different kinds of the spiritual gifts.And moreover, it also tells us we need to seek for the greater spiritual gift.
那我们得了恩赐的恩赐目的，就是为了能够去帮助更多人，帮助更多弟兄姐妹。
We desire the greater spiritual gift because we want to use the spiritual gift to help more and more brothers and sisters.
因此呢，我们就要讲另外一个，就是要想帮助别人，你就必须要爱心。
So if you want to help others, you also need the love.
所以
the heart of the love.
所以记得他讲恩赐之后，他马上就说我要把最妙的道给指示给你们。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, Apostle Paul says, So, First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31, Apostle Paul says, I will show you a more excellent way.After Apostle Paul tells us the importance of the spiritual gifts, he also mentioned, I will show you an excellent way. It refers to love.
所以他又接下来又马上讲这个爱的重要性。
So after the importance of the spiritual gifts, Apostle Paul emphasized on the importance of the love too.
他说如果能讲，我们可以读一下哈。第一节到第三节。
So let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 up to 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 up to 3. In the name of Jesus, I read 1. Though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal.And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I can remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burnt, but have not love, it profits me nothing.
所以这里就一直在重复的强调，他说如果你有这样或那样的恩赐哈，但是你却缺乏了爱心哈，那你就什么就是什么也什么就是也不算什么
啊。The three verses emphasize three times that even if we have all kinds of the spiritual gifts, it will become nothing if we have no love.
因为你这个就恩赐哈，却没有爱心哈，其实你这些恩赐它所做的事情，它不能神所纪念的。
Without the love, whatever we do through our spiritual gifts will not be pleased by God.
那什么是爱呢？
What is love?
那很多人他对爱的这个理解哈都是不一样的。
So everyone have different understanding about love.
就好像有的父母就说，我要把最好的所有的给孩子就是我对他的爱。
Some parents say, I want to give the best thing to my children. This is my love to him.
那这个夫妻两个和很多人他也就说我们要彼此相爱。
And to the wife and the husband, they say I need to love each other.
那我们看很多这个 夫妻间这样说我爱你、
So for the couple, if you see the couple, they normally say I love you each other.
但是这个圣经告诉什么？这个真正爱是什么样子的
？But only Bible tells us what is the true love.
好，我们看第四节第八节。
Please let look at First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 up to 8. First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 up to 8. 4.Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. 7. Bears all things. Believes all things. Hopes all things. Endures all things. 8. Love never fails.But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away.
感谢神啊！所以这里讲说啊，很多这种不同爱的定义，就是你要符合这所有的这几篇所讲，你才真正的爱。
So, this verse tells us the definition of the love that God defines. So, if we meet all these conditions, that means we truly have love.
比如他说你首先你要爱要你要很久忍耐，你要忍耐的心。
So, firstly, it tells us love suffers long. Love suffers long. It means we need to have the heart to endure a lot of things.
对，面对别人的这种不足和缺点啊，你这个要忍耐。
So we meet many people show us the shortcomings or some weakness, but we need to have the heart to suffer.
这样，但是他怎样忍耐还不够，要恩慈。
And the suffer is not enough. We also need to have the kindness.
你看，我们看到说有些忍耐但他却不恩慈，好像不是真正爱心。
So if we see somebody suffer the situation.But he is not kind, right? This is not the true love.
就好像说，这些做生意的生意人这个别人，这个他为了把这个产品卖给别人，不管别人怎么说他，他一直忍耐。
说他。
就或者别人就是怎么得罪他得罪他，他也会忍耐。
For example, as we know, the businessman sell the product to the customers.No matter what the customers said about him, the bad words or good words, and the businessman suffer because he has a purpose.
因为他想把他产品卖出去。
Because he suffer any kind of the words spoken by the customer for selling the product finally to him.
那可能在这个客人走后他就开始转过人给他这个。这个别还抱怨说，刚才这顾客怎么样
？Maybe after this customer buy the product from him and leave him, and this businessman started to complain about this customer.
他就是没有恩慈在他心里面。
So this is a situation that he has no kindness in his heart.
所以是这种忍耐他并不是真正的这种不是真正的爱心。
So this is not the true suffering. This is not the true love.
那这样说这个爱他又要不嫉妒，爱而不自夸，不张狂
And verse 4 also tells us love does not envy. Love does notparade itself.
就是他不。
It's not puff up.
他一个是他不会去看到别人的好处他不会去嫉妒别人。
So when we see other people have the outstanding points, we will not have the envy heart to him.
但我们自己有长处的时候，我们也不会去夸耀自己。
If we have our own advantages, we will not become puffed up to boast ourselves.
又讲说他是不做害羞的事情
And also tells us love does not do the shame things.
就是他所做的事情他都是可以让别人知道的。
Whatever we do, you know, those things can be known by others. There is no shame things.
是这个并且这样说他都是求自己的益处
And also tells us, love does not seek our own profit or benefit.
啊，就是他所做所行的哈，并不是为自己来着想。
It means whatever we do is not for ourselves.
啊，并且他不轻易去发怒啊。
不轻易发怒。Does not seek his own. Yeah. And when we have the love, it's not easy for us to provoke.
啊，这条不这。不轻易发怒不代表说你不没有怒气啊。
It says it's not easy for us to become angry. It's not to say we don't have our temper. We still have our temper.
啊，就好像这个耶稣一样，耶稣他遇到这个别人这个不按真理而行的时候，他也会发怒。
For example, Jesus also has his temper. When he met something, when he finds somebody doing something not pleased by him.He will also show his anger.
啊，比如说当时这个正记的时候，有一次耶稣需要圣灵当中哈，看别人有在圣灵里面去敬拜地方哈，去做买卖啊。
So in the Bible, we will find something recorded that one time Jesus went to the temple of God and found there are many people did business inside of the temple of God.
啊，所以耶稣就用绳子当做鞭子了，把这些做生意人都赶出去了。
And then Jesus used a rod to whip all the people outside of the temple of God.
他说我付了店哈，就是要被称为这万民所敬拜的店，你们却被他成为贼窝了。
And Jesus says, the temple of my father.It's a place that all the people should worship him, but you make the temple of my father become the place of the thieves.
并且他一次就讲又讲说当这个有人带小孩子来找耶稣哈，但是他门徒却拦阻这些人哈，说不让他孩子来到耶稣面前。
There is another story in the Bible. One time somebody bring the children.Come to find Jesus, but was forbidden by others.
啊，那耶稣就对门徒发怒啊。
And Jesus shows his anger to his disciples.
啊，他说不要拦阻小孩到我面前来。
And Jesus said, "Don't forbid the children come to me."
啊，因为在天国里面就是这样子的人。
Because in the kingdom of God, there are the people just like the children.
啊，你们若不回转向小孩，就不能进神的国。
If you don't return to become a child, you will not enter the kingdom of God.
所以他就转身过来给孩子祝福。
And then Jesus turned to the children to bless them.
就是告诉我们说，我们这种怒气，人的怒气还是不成就神的意。但是如果这个怒气来自于这个，就是他是为真理而发了，这个是像耶稣也是可以的。
So it tells us if we have our temper or angry.For the reason of the truth, it is okay, it is well, it is good. However, if we show our temper or angry according to our flesh, this will not fulfill the righteousness of God.
并且是讲说爱这种句子，爱又不算不计算别人的恶。
So let's look at what is love. And in verse 5, it also tells us, if we have love, we will not think evil.We will think no evil.
啊，就是你不会把别人这种恶行放在心上。
So it means if somebody do the evil works on you, you will not put it in your heart.
那这样，这个彼得哈问耶稣说，弟兄得罪我饶恕他几次可以？七次可以吗？
Apostle Peter has ever asked Jesus, my brother, offended me, and how many times I should forgive him?Should I forgive him seven times?
那耶稣刚才说不是七次，乃七十个七十，完全饶恕他，不要计算他的恶。
However, Jesus answered to Peter, it's not seven times, but 70 times by seven. 70 by seven times, it means completely forgiving. Don't count his evil.
并且就是你不要不喜你爱又不喜欢不一直喜欢真理
And verse 6 also tells us.Love is have to rejoice in does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth.
啊，就是说，我们今天哈要对真理要追求啊。
So it means we need to pursue the truth.
啊，我们看不义的事情，我们会远离啊。
But we need to, be away from the iniquities.
又讲说他凡事包容，凡事相信。
Love is also bear all things, believe all things, hopes all things, and endures all things.
他永不止息。
And love is endless, is everlasting.
所以这里就是非常好的概述，就已经描述了这个真正爱是什么样子的。
So these several verses in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 explain very clearly about what is the love from God.
所以我们怎么知道自己有没有爱心？我们就对照这几节经文去看。
So how can we know if we have the true love or not? So we just look at those verses and consider if we meet those definition or not.
所以当我们运用我们所认识做事情的时候，我们就要看到说我们所做的符不符合这个上面这个恩赐上面所讲的，这个爱心上面所讲的这些条件啊。
So when we use our own spiritual gifts that God gave to us to do the works of God, and we need to also think about if we have the love of God according to the verses in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
因为这里又讲到说，以后这些恩赐事情都要过去。
Because all the spiritual gifts will cease in the future.
因为当耶稣基督再来的时候，这个他们有去到这个天国后，我们再也不需要写属灵的恩赐了。
It is because when Jesus come again, we will go to the new heaven and the new earth.And we don't need the spiritual gifts anymore.
但是呢，这个爱它是仍然是一直存在的。
The spiritual gifts will cease, but love will be endless. Love will be everlasting.
所以13:3说，如今长存有信、有望、有爱，其中最大是爱。
And chapter 13 verse 13 tells us.And now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. The greatest of these is love.
所以今天我们弟兄姐妹又要追求属灵的恩赐，也要追求爱心。
So brothers and sisters, we need to pursue the spiritual gift, but we also need to pursue the love.
这个也是我们愿意彼此相爱，这也是耶稣给我们的新命令。
So we have the love in our heart to love each other. This is also the new command of Jesus.
耶稣说你们若彼此相爱，众人也就因此认出你们是我的门徒了。
The Lord Jesus tells us, if you love each other, you will let other people know that you are my disciples.
最后我们再来看一下圣经。
In the last, let's read the verse.In the Bible, let's read 1 John, chapter 2, 1 John, chapter 2.
我们从第七节读到第十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 7 up to 11. Verse 7 up to 11.Verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another.
第二章。
I'm sorry. 1 John chapter 2.
七到十一节。
Verse 7 up to 11. 7, brethren, I write no new commandments to you, but an old commandment to which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you heard from the beginning. 8.Again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. 9. He who says he is in the light, and hates his brother, is in darkness until now. 10. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. 11. But he who hates his brother,is in the darkness, and works in darkness, and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes.
这个爱人如己，它是要新命令，也叫旧命令。
So the Lord is, it tells us, love others just love ourselves is a new commandment, but it's also an old commandment.
这首诗旧命令呢，因为它是我们一直所听见到啊，这个是不曾改变的啊，这命令是不曾改变的。
The Bible say it is an old commandment because loving others as neighbors is a commandment never change.
那它说一个新命就是我们要每天哈都要去遵行啊，因为真光已经照耀，我们要把它当做一个新命去遵行。
But why the Bible also say it is a new commandment? It is because we need to obey this commandment every day, to do it every day.
就是对，因为他说今天我们
We treat it as a new commandment.
因为我们要说我们要真正要行出来人，其实他还是有福气的。
So only those people who truly love others as neighbors in his works,He will be blessed.
所以这里告诉我们说，今天我们要爱弟兄，就住在光明当中，哈。
And it tells us if we love our brothers, we will live in the light.
那我们也没有半点的缘由。
And we will not have any complaint.
因为我们这个在我们在爱中啊，其实是在耶稣基督里面。
So when we are in the love, actually it means we abide in Jesus Christ.
我们所做所行的都会蒙神的纪念。
And when we are abide in Jesus Christ, whatever we do, and we say will be remembered and pleased by God.
感谢神哈，那
Thank God.
我们跟弟兄姐妹分享就到这里。
Thank God, this is today's sharing with you, brother and sister.
那愿神祝福大家。
May the Lord Jesus Christ bless everyone.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.